because you have an idea, it belongs to you.
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of Darby and the Thugs.
Push it right to the edge.
Oh my goodness, I'm certainly eating that cup of cheeses right now.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
He won't come. He's too busy.
Jenny, of course he'll come.
Happy birthday!
Dad!
I know. You guys didn't think I'd make it, but come on. Could I really miss my son's birthday? Here you go, Dan.
Thanks, Dad. But today's Jenny's birthday.
Give me that. Happy birthday, Jenny!
Need to get closer to your family?
Nice football, Dad.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
When the nation is on its knees, the only normal and natural and spiritual thing to do is what we ought to be doing, and all the time, calling upon God.
Amen.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Jesus does have a gun. Jesus is a lifetime member of the NRA. He's got the card and everything.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
And now, our feature presentation.
Check made out to the trustees of Tufts College to WMFO. Attention, Satan.
Reach out, touch faith.
You're wrong.
trying to do is kick you off a fast elevator to hell is all.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. Yeah, that's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and this evening we've got a pretty high-energy, sextuply featured seasonal theme for you of Jesus. Yes, Jesus. And, you know, remember right at the beginning of the show, I had Chuck Yu proclaim a disclaimer that the views and opinions don't necessarily represent those of WMFO, Tufts University, or even this show's producer. That'd be me. So, in this sextuple set of features, where that means six of them, six features, which I think is definitely a record for packing them in here on a Tears of the Gods. Because, you know, every Tears of the Gods needs to have at least one feature. But the first feature is the British band that got started in 1988, Jesus Jones. And that was the last song that you heard from them in that intro set, International Bright Young Thing, from their album Doubt. And then the second feature that we've got is four, and depending upon how time goes, perhaps five distinctly different versions of the same song by the English electronic band Depeche Mode. Yes, I'm talking about Personal Jesus by them. And last month, in our November Tears of the Gods autumn theme, for the first time, I got the idea of having a single featured song, which in that case was different versions of the jazz standard Autumn Leaves. Well, we're doing it again. And then another feature that we've got is all of the public service messages are from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons. Yeah, we got three of them in tonight's two-hour Sonic Extravaganza. And then our fourth feature is contributions, lots of them, from WMFO's most controversial DJ ever, Billy Bob Neck. And we're going to be hearing many clips from him interspersed between the songs from when he did his show, Billy Bob Neck's Hour of Being Good, here on WMFO. And also a couple of songs from his limited edition Family and Friends compilation CD, Billy Bob Neck's Hour of Being Good. And also, all of our ambiance is going to be coming from different versions of Brian Eno's The Lost Day, originally on his perfect 1978 album Ambient 4 on Land. But you might ask yourself, if you're a big Brian Eno fan, I thought he only had one released version of The Lost Day. And you're exactly right. What I'm doing in this evening's ambiance is experimenting with pitch shifting his original version, and then later sonically reversing it as well, and seeing exactly all the different ways it sounds. Right now, this is computer manipulated to be a fifth up from its standard tuning. Yeah, seven semitones higher. And it sounds kind of the same, and yet mysteriously different. I like it, and I hope you do too. I experimented with pitch bending these down a bit, and I just didn't like that at all. It sounded too much like airplanes to me, which, if you're living near the Tufts University campus or underneath an RNAV flight path, then you've been with our westerly winds recently today. So go to logannoise.org and find out how you can effectively complain. And then also, our sixth feature is a bunch of Chuck U contributions. Yeah, we're going to be hearing some pieces that he included on his No Censorship radio show, and then his compilation Marijuana Music and John Lennon Sonic Extravaganzas. Where else are you going to find a show like this? Certainly not on commercial radio. Maybe on some of our non-commercial sister stations. But really, Tears of the Gods, we're only here on WMFO for you. So the format of this evening's broadcast is I'm going to have just 3 half-hour or so longish sets for you. And I'm going to be playing different versions of Brian Eno as my ambiance in between them. In the next set, of particular note, we're going to be hearing from David Rovix asking, who would Jesus bomb? Also some Stevie Wonder and some Ella Fitzgerald, of course, our featured artists. And My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult, a great 80s band going out to Savoir Fair there. And a little cup of Jesus. We'll get that in there. But first, we're going to start off with a different version of Personal Jesus instead of the one that was on the Violator that we had in our intro set right after that Mormon's birthday public service message. This is the C. Medway Smith remixed version, which I found on their, well, remixes too. And it's only here for you now on WMFO, the Tears of the Gods sound collage.
Fasten a sound on Jesus. 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 Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who cares. Jesus.
goodness, I certainly need that cup of Jesus right now.
Some folks I know, they need their morning coffee. They need their morning coffee to help face the day. But all I need is his sweet inspiration in my life to pick me up and get me on my way. I have a cup of Jesus first thing in the morning. I have a cup of Jesus to get my spirit up. I fill me to the rim with the love that pours from him. Ah, the goodness of Jesus is always worth a second cup. Some folks I know, they wrestle with the devil. They wrestle with the devil, cause they ain't seen the light. But someday soon I'll have them come for breakfast, yes I will. And show them how to start the day out right. We'll have a cup of Jesus first thing in the morning. We'll have a cup of Jesus to get our spirits up. We'll fill us to the rim with the love that pours from him. Ah, the goodness of Jesus is always worth a second cup. Cup of Jesus first thing in the morning. We'll have a cup of Jesus to get our spirits up. We'll fill us to the rim with the love that pours from him. Ah, the goodness of Jesus is always worth a second cup. Yeah, the goodness of Jesus is always worth a second cup.
Jesus. So much.
I've seen you in the markets, I've seen you in the streets, and at your political conventions, talking of your crusade, talking of your nation, and other things too terrible to mention. And you proclaim your Christianity, you proclaim your love of God, you talk of apple pie and ma. I've just got one question, and I want an answer. Tell me, who would Jesus bomb? Maybe Jesus would bomb the Syrians, 'cause they're not Jews like him. Maybe Jesus would bomb the Afghans on some kind of vengeful whim. Maybe Jesus would drive an M1 tank and he would shoot Saddam. Who would Jesus bomb? Yes, I've seen you on the TV and on the battleships. I've seen you in the house on the hill. I've heard you talking about making the world safer and about all the men you have to kill. And you speak so glibly about your civilization and how you have the moral higher ground. While halfway around the world, your explosives smash the buildings. If you could only hear the sound. But maybe Jesus would sell landmines and turn on his electric chair. Maybe Jesus would show no compassion for his enemies in the lands way over there. Maybe Jesus would have flown the planes that killed the kids in Vietnam. Who would Jesus bomb? Yes, I hear you shout with confidence as you praise the Lord and you talk about this God you know so well. You talk of Armageddon and your final victory when all the evil forces go to hell. Well, you'd best hope you've chosen wisely on the right side of the Lord, and when you die, your conscience, it is clear. You'd best hope your atom bombs are better than the sword and the time when your reckoning is here. 'Cause I don't think Jesus Jesus would send gunships into Bethlehem or jets to raise the towns of Timorese. I don't think Jesus would lend money to dictators or drive those SUVs. I don't think Jesus would ever have dropped a single ounce of napalm. Who would Jesus bomb? Who would Jesus bomb? Who would Jesus bomb?
No, he just don't believe in shites.
Oh, an atheist, eh?
Hello, Jesus. Jesus, children. Jesus loves you. Jesus, children. Hello, children, Jesus loves you of America. Are you hearing what he's saying? Are you feeling what you're praying? Are you healing, praying, feeling what you say inside?
Is on its knees, the only normal and natural and spiritual thing to do is what we ought to be doing, and all the time calling upon God.
Today.
Good. I drew a picture.
Oh, yeah? Let me see. Oh, look at this. It's our family.
Yep.
There's you and Samantha.
Uh-huh.
This pretty lady is Mommy.
Uh-huh.
And this big, muscly guy's gotta be me.
No, that's Sheldon.
Who's Sheldon?
It's Sammy's boyfriend.
Boyfriend?
But she calls him fiancé.
She calls him Samantha!
Need to get closer to your family? Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. Only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Radio. This evening, we're celebrating the holiday season with the theme of Jesus. A sextuply featured theme. We began that set with one of several versions of our featured song by Depeche Mode. That was the C. Medway Smith remix of Personal Genius, Personal Jesus, which I found on their Remixes 2, 8111 CD collection. And then It was a selection from Billy Bob Neck's Hour of Being Good CD, A Cup of Jesus by Joel R. Cooper. And then My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult gave us Cooler Than Jesus, followed by the most Christmassy song of this whole sound collage, Ella Fitzgerald and Sleep, My Little Jesus. And actually, that's going to be really, I'd say, the only Christmassy song in this whole episode. We followed that with a Chuck U contribution. It was David Rovics asking, who would Jesus bomb? And I found that on Chuck U's Best of 2004 No Censorship radio program, which a long-running program that aired on our sister station, MIT's WMBR 88.1, the most left station in the Boston area. And then we heard Stevie Wonder with Jesus Children of America, followed by our featured artists, Jesus Jones, and their biggest hit, Right Here, Right Now. And then a public service message from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons. That was the best public service message. Well, the funniest one from the Mormons that I've run across. It was called Family Picture. And it took me a little bit to, I listened to it multiple times before understanding that Sammy with the real hunk of a boyfriend, it was actually Samantha. Yeah, I was wondering how liberal the Mormons were really becoming, but not that liberal. Backing me up right now is our featured ambient track of the episode. This is the full octave higher pitch shifted version of Brian Eno's The Lost Day from Ambient 4. Yeah, full 12 semitones, an octave higher than it appears on the album. In the next set, we're going to be hearing a nice little bit of slide guitar, acoustic slide guitar playing by Fred McDowell. Also, the Doobie Brothers. A little bit of Mr. Natural and that Green Jesus. And then a rather obscure song by Queen. Also in the mix is going to be ZZ Top. And, our featured artist is going to make another sonic appearance. And we're going to start off this next half hour or so longish set with a different version of Personal Jesus. This is the Alex Metric remix. Only here for you on WMFO. In Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Personal Jesus.
such faith.
Well, so many times.